Hi guys, and welcome back to another Bloom Stories episode. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you around the new Bloom Stories app. So sit back, relax, hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. And as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you all about the Bloom Stories app. If you haven't heard of Bloom Stories before, they're an audio erotic platform. And what makes them great is their stories control your Lovince toys. Now, this is the only platform that does work with Lovince toys. That's right, you can either listen to or read along with a story and it will control your toy when it gets to all the juicy bits. It doesn't matter what Lovince toy you've got, it works with all of them. There is absolutely loads to show you in this video, so I'm going to stop waffling and let's get into it.
The first thing you need to do is head over to bloomstories.com. There is a link for that in the description below. Once there, you need to enter in your email address and create a password. Once you've done that, click on the box that says you're over 18. You can also use your Google or your Apple account. From here, you can either use Bloom Stories on your desktop or your mobile device. Due to the size of their screen, it fits perfectly on any device. But we do actually want the app, so what we need to do now is go over to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Type in Bloom Stories and download and install the app. It is important to say that at the time of recording this video, it's not actually available in the Google Play Store. By the time you're watching this, it should be added back. I have the original of the app, so I'm going to show you around it. When they do add it back, I will make an update video if there's any new features, or I'll just leave a comment in the comments box below to say it's been added back. But remember, if you are on an Android phone, you can pin the website to your homepage. On their website in Chrome, click in the top right hand side of the screen and in the drop down menu, pick Add to Homepage. This will add a widget to your phone's homepage similar to this one. Now what we're going to do is open our app. Once it loads, we're going to have to enter in our login details. Once you've entered those, you'll be taken to the Bloom Stories app homepage. If you scroll down, you'll see some of the new releases and you'll see some of the other categories. All of these can be accessed at a simple tap of the screen. The first thing we're going to click on is the community tab in the bottom of the screen. In here, you'll find stories that have been inspired by the Bloom community. If you have your own ideas of what would make a good story, you can submit them to Bloom. All you have to do is click on the Submit Now button at the top of the page. This will take you to a form that you can fill out and add all the details of your story and submit it to Bloom. Next, we're going to go back into the app and we're going to click on the search button in the bottom of the screen. In here, you'll find a list of all the story categories. When you've found a category that you like the look of, all you need to do is give it a tap. This will bring a list of stories up that are linked to that category. When you've found a story you like the look of, click on the three dots and it will bring up a menu. You can play the story, play a sample of the story, read the story, or add it to your favourites. Or from the main category page, you can click on the story. You can see a list of all the categories it's listed to. You can also read an excerpt of the story by clicking on Read More. You can also listen to a sample of the story by clicking on the sample button. This will bring up a short audio of what the story is about, as you can see in the player at the bottom of the page. If you know this is the story you want to listen to, you don't have to listen to the sample. Once you've selected your story, all you need to do is click on the play button. The story will automatically start to play and you can see that in the timeline. If you click this button here, it will skip the story back. And if you click this one, it will skip it forward. You can pause or play the story at any time by clicking on the button in the middle. If you want to read along, all you need to do is click on the book button on the right hand side. This will bring up all the text for the story. Depending on which character's talking, it will be shown in a different colour. We're going to go back into the main story now, and in the top right hand side there's a small heart. If you click on this, it will add it to your favourites list. This is something you'll find on every story. We're going to come out of our story now and go back to the main menu, and we're going to click on Guides. In here, you'll find valuable resources that will help you add more spice to your relationships. You'll find best practices and how to introduce new things. This includes good oral practices, how to introduce BDSM and massaging. This hasn't only just been designed for couples, it's also for solo play. The final thing we're going to click on is in the bottom right hand corner where it says sleep. In this section, you'll find audios that are designed to make you fall to sleep. For example, wind blowing through the trees and rain falling onto a roof. I use these all the time, these are amazing. We're going to scroll up to the top of the page and I'm going to show you the final parts of the app. Along the very top of the page, if we click on the small globe, we can change our language of the app. Next to that is a small heart, and if we click on that, it will take us to our favorites page. Finally, in the very right hand corner is our settings tab. In here, you can view your account information, upgrade your plan, see promotions, see your follows list, switch languages, contact support, and log out. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button. And if you've been tempted to sign up to Bloom, then there is a link in the description below.
So there you have it. That's how easy it is to use the Bloom Stories app. I really do like the erotic stories, and I quite like the actual sleep feature as well, where you can fall asleep listening to your favorite sounds. And I really do like that you can add your own suggestions for future audio stories. What I would like to see in future updates, and maybe that's why it's not available on the Google Play Store at the moment, is the integration with Lovin's Toys. I know you can listen to it on the PC, but I just think it's so much better on the app. And like I said earlier in the video, that once they do put it back in the Play Store, if they change key parts of it, I will make an update video, or I'll just leave it in the comments box below to say that it's been updated. But remember, you can also use this feature on your PC. All you need to do is log in on the website. And to connect to your Lovin's toy, you'll want to watch this video here. If my guided tour has inspired you to sign up to Bloom Stories or buy a Lovin's toy, there are links in the description below. They are affiliate links. They don't cost you any more to use, but they do give me a very small percentage of their profits should you buy or sign up. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Until next time, peace out.